AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Tokyo, it's the opening ceremony of the pandemic-delayed Summer Olympics. The ceremony will be different this time. Tokyo is still under a coronavirus state of emergency. Jonathan Finoff, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee medical director, was asked how many U.S. athletes are vaccinated.
As of today, it's 83%. And so that is just athletes. It is not staff because we don't collect private health information from staff members.
Meantime, at home, hospitals in the South are being overrun with coronavirus patients.
The Delta variant is not last year's COVID-19.
Delta virus is much more infectious. Its viral load is thousands of times higher than our previous variants. It's going to make even the average healthy person sick.
Dr. Catherine O'Neill, who's the chief medical officer at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, who says vaccinations have not felt like a community effort.
It's felt like an individual choice, and people have chosen to say, I'm going to be okay, so I don't need it. And we've forgotten about our community.
There was some promising news from the White House with health officials saying vaccination rates are beginning to rise in some states where COVID-19 cases are soaring. I'm Shelley Adler.
Chicago public schools say students, teachers, and staff will be required to wear masks indoors when they return to classrooms. The CDC has not changed mask guidelines, but Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says if you are in an area with high infection rates,
you should certainly be wearing a mask if you are unvaccinated.
Texas has started arresting migrants on trespassing charges along the border with Mexico. Crews are making progress battling the massive bootleg fire in Oregon, but it continues to threaten homes in nearby California. The fire has been expanding by up to 4 miles a day. In California, the Tamarack Fire south of Lake Tahoe has burned more than 78 square miles. This is AP News. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says teams may have to forfeit games in the upcoming season if it has to be canceled because of players not vaccinated for the coronavirus. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says that's okay with him.
We just checked that box. We've really kind of moved on, to be honest with you. And that's why we wanted to be so proactive about addressing it, so we're not spending a whole bunch of time thinking or talking about it. So it's a non-issue for us, thankfully, due to the efforts and willingness of our guys.
The NFL says more than half its teams have vaccination rates greater than 80% of their players. The San Francisco Giants extended their lead in the National League West. Gabe Kapler's team scored 4 times in the 9th inning to turn a 3-1 deficit into a 5-3 victory over the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Definitely proud of the fight and the grit and the tenacity that this group has showed over the last couple of games.
The Giants now have a 3-game lead over the Dodgers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.